I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, online with Lori Cedillo, who wrote the book, All the Clean Ones Are Married. Lori, tell us a little bit about life in Russia compared to, say, living in your average big city in the United States. Are those stories of long bread lineups true?
Well, not anymore. That was something that was common during the early 1990s, but not anymore, no. Now you can get pretty much anything you want. You just have to know where to go because there's no phone book. So you really have to, it's a good idea to know, I mean, if possible, if you know someone who lives in Moscow, or if it would be a good idea to contact that person, because you're not going to be able to just open up the yellow pages and look and see where that CD player is or where this particular, you know, where there's a pharmacy nearest you. There's none of that.
What about things like grocery stores, basic necessities?
Oh, basic necessities, it's no problem to get. Anything more complicated than basic necessities, it's a good idea to just ask around.
How about entertainment, television programs, movies, things like that?
Well, unfortunately, it's difficult to see a Russian movie now because most of the movies are American. They've imported. It's very sad, but the movie industry was very heavily subsidized by the state. I had a friend who was an actress, and she had to give it up because there were no jobs anymore. She became a teacher, actually, because the movie industry, basically, they used to just give producers who were in favor with the state almost limitless amounts of money to make movies. And that's no longer the case. They now have to operate the way that producers in other parts of the world operate. Certainly in the United States, they have to scramble for money. And so as a result, not many movies are being made at all, not many Russian movies. So if you go to a Russian theater, you're likely to see The Terminator. instead of seeing Dr. Zhivago or anything Russian.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Relaxing is a way of life on the island of St. Lucia, and today, Melanie Reffes joins us to talk about adding a spa experience to your tropical holiday relaxation.
That's right, Stephen. Believe me, you can get pretty wiped out sitting on the beach all day and doing some of that great shopping that's in St. Lucia. But if you want a bit of a change of scenery, I really suggest you go head to a spa. There's many of them in St. Lucia. And I decided to check out the one called the Serenity Spa. Now, that's a really good title for a spa. It's in the Windjammer Hotel, and you feel serene, and the serenity is in the air as soon as you walk through that door. It is an amazing, fantastic spa menu to choose from, and you can pick anything you want to sort of relax your weary bones and get the color back in your face, too. They're really good with putting sea oils and sea salts and all kinds of mud concoctions all over you. I had, if you can imagine, an aromatherapy massage, and I picked the lavender scent because they told me that that's what would relax me. Mind you, I was pretty relaxed anyway being in St. Lucia, but the lavender scent didn't really hurt, and it was a lovely experience. It's about 60 minutes long, and these massage therapists are so expert at it. They get such a high-end clientele from Europe who really know their spa treatments, and you come out of there, and you are ready to rock and roll back on the beach. You're a little bit more mellow, if you can imagine, but you're really in good shape, your skin's in great shape, and you just feel like you're on the perfect holiday. It's great fun.
An extra addition to a perfect St. Lucia getaway, 1-888-4-ST-LUCIA. For more information on that Caribbean destination, or on the internet at www.stlucia.org. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.